the rest of the story. This was supposed to have been Helmut Simon's vacation in the all-but-extinguished summer of 1991. Mr. Simon, a German citizen, had come to this beautiful countryside on the Italian-Austrian border for the scenery, the fresh air, the exercise. Furthest thing from his mind was stumbling on a possible crime scene. Helmut had planned a pleasant excursion on foot for September 19. He'd been told stick to the hiking trails. He didn't. At first, it seemed a life-sized doll that someone had for some reason discarded in the middle of nowhere. But the closer Mr. Simon came to the ominous shape, the more surely he knew what it was. A body. A man, it appeared, lying in dreadful stillness on the ground. Helmut was running now, hoping. Perhaps it was another hiker who had collapsed and was still alive and could be helped, but no. So Mr. Simon called to his companion, who was lagging behind. "There's a dead body out here. We've got to go back and notify the authorities," he shouted. They did. Promptly, a list of missing persons was consulted. On that list was no one matching the description of the victim the German tourist had found. So investigators were led to the spot where Mr. Simon had made his grim discovery. The remains were recovered. Forensics experts examined the body. And the following is the essence of the pathologist's report. The body was that of a male, perhaps 30 years of age, 5 feet 2 inches tall. His clothing was consistent with that of a hiker or hunter, fur cap, heavy coat, backpack. Also, he was carrying a hunting bow, a knife, a small axe, various provisions. He had 3 tattoos in odd locations, right ankle, left leg, lower back. And he had had a haircut shortly prior to his demise. There were no signs of disease, but his nose was broken and several ribs were fractured. There were also significant levels of arsenic in his system. However, it was the conclusion of medical examiners that neither the subject's injuries nor exposure to toxins had anything to do with his death. That he had instead ventured out on foot, but had decided to rest a while, and lying down he had fallen asleep, following which he was killed by the cold. The arsenic was most likely innocent, environmental, perhaps related to smelting copper. It was the haircut and the tattoos which most intrigued the experts on the case, for both were thought to have been, shall we say, more recent practices, far more recent than the approximate date of the victim's death. For once upon another time, a traveler ventured into a valley amid the Tyrolean Alps and slept and died to be embraced and utterly preserved by a glacier, which much later melted to reveal the not quite final resting place of the most ancient intact human ever found, 5,300 years old. You may have heard awed archaeologists whisper of the Iceman. Only now you know the rest of the story.